Republican Governor Bruce Rauner has consistently used his bully pulpit to try to pin the state's problems on the Democratic Speaker of the Illinois House. Tuesday was no different. He started a press conference denouncing Speaker Michael Madigan for allowing legislators to take a pay hike amid a budget stalemate.
If they're going to take a $1,300 pay increase for themselves for part-time work, they should start earning that pay hike.
Here's what Madigan had to say in response.
Number one, this is a diversion where the governor is attempting to divert attention away from the solution of the problem of the budget deficit.
The 2% raise legislators are set to get would be their first since 2008. COLAs are automatic under current law, as is the fact that they'll be paid whether or not Illinois has a budget. Changes were made to the system after former Governor Pat Quinn tried to withhold legislators' pay. A court held it unconstitutional. How much legislators are paid has repeatedly come up in political fights. Earlier this month, Senator Dave Kaler, a Peoria Democrat, got visibly frustrated by the fixation on it. A reporter had asked whether he'd be willing to forego a paycheck during a press conference called to elaborate on how poor, elderly, disabled, and ill people will be affected by the lack of a budget.
When we make that decision, I'm not going to put a press release out because that feeds right back into the political beast that is causing all this mess. You know, let's get the politics aside of this. Let's, you know, here we stood and talked about, you know, the human suffering that's going on in our communities, and you want to make this about a political issue? How dare you?
Weeks later, as Illinois continues to be without a spending plan, how much lawmakers are getting paid remains a focus. On Tuesday, Democrats who control the Illinois House blocked a Republican bid to prevent this year's pay raise.
Your motion is out of order. Rule 18G.
Republicans like Representative Mark Battenmick of Plainfield pressed to get it done.
This is a really easy thing to do. And if we can't do this easy thing, I don't know how we're going to do the hard things.
But Democrats say it's hypocritical for the GOP to make such a fuss. The Rauner administration has repeatedly refused to appear before a House committee that's investigating the salaries the governor's paying his top staff. Further, the Chicago Tribune revealed that Rauner's new state superintendent of schools was given a special hidden pension stipend in addition to his $225,000 salary. Democratic Representative Jack Franks of Marengo says that's wrong.
It really bothers me at a time when we're looking to potentially reduce pensions on, you know, frontline officers and firefighters and police officers, while at the same time, the Illinois State Board of Education is then increasing pension to white-collar workers. The irony is rich.
Rauner has called his recruits superstars. He says it's Democrats who are trying to use pay as a diversion.
You know, to try to make people look bad or be embarrassed or whatever. I'm proud of our team. We've got the best team ever assembled to lead a state government and turn a state government around. They're super talented people. Some of them are very well paid. They've taken cuts from what they could get in the private sector.
For his part, the governor takes no salary from the state. The former private equity investor once said he's in the top 0.01% of earners. He spent tens of millions of dollars to become governor. Some legislators from both sides of the aisle are foregoing paychecks while Illinois is in a budget stalemate. Many would also dispute the notion that it's part-time work. Many don't have other jobs. With the additional 2% pay, they're due to make a base salary of about $69,000. I'm Amanda Vinicky.